The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
We say hello to Nissa Hanna, who is consumer strategist at Iconoculture, and you can learn more about them at Iconoculture.com. And Nissa, welcome to Real Estate Today. How are you?
Thanks, Gal.
What's going to be, let me get right to it, what's going to be hot in 2011 in home innovations? And let's start with what people want in the living room, or whatever they're calling the living room these days. Sometimes it's the media room. People are calling it family rooms, all sorts of things. How are people entertaining today?
Well, that's a great question, Bill. And definitely what we're seeing in the living room space is that it is being used for so many different purposes. It's entertaining, it's relaxation, it's where the computer is, it's where the TV is, and it's certainly where consumers are entertaining their house guests today. And that really means inviting people in instead of going out of the home these days. Consumers are dealing with the recession by having people over to their homes and entertaining in that living room space. So we're seeing things like having potlucks in the home. We're also seeing things like using entertainment centers like Wii systems and that kind of thing to bring gaming night home.
Yeah, it's interesting. The gaming thing has become big, and the combination, and I take this is going to be bigger from the ads I've seen for televisions and all, of the computer, which used to be in one room down the hall, and the television set, that this is all coming together in an entertainment center, and whether you're calling it the media room, the living room, or whatever.
That's right. It's really interesting that how seamless everything is today. I mean, consumers don't really have that desktop setup anymore where they have to go to their computer that's kind of tucked away in maybe the den or the media room, but rather they have it on their laptop. So it's going from the kitchen to the living room to the bedroom. And then not only that, but the TV is kind of functioning as a computer these days as well. And what's also interesting with the gaming that's happening in the living room is that consumers are really seeing that return on investment. So spending that $200 on a Wii system or however much it costs these days, consumers are seeing it really being worth that cost because it lasts so long. And in terms of entertainment dollars per hour, the cost really breaks down. So it's almost more affordable than going to the movies where, you know, it's going to cost you $50 for about 3 hours of entertainment.
Yeah, and that's just if you're going there and buying tickets and having food. If you have to hire a sitter or something like that, now you're starting
exactly.
to move up close to $100 sometimes.
Exactly.
So
let's
move into the kitchen. Boy, speaking of computers, I remember there was a time 5 or 6 years ago and they were telling me the computers were going to control everything in the kitchen as well. That doesn't seem to have worked out as much, although there's a lot of kind of computer stuff in the kitchen. What kind of updating are people doing with innovations in the kitchen?
That's right. Well, what we've found is that you're right. You know, over the last few years, there was all that talk about technology really moving into the kitchen and entertainment moving into the kitchen. And so we started to see things like TVs on refrigerators. And what we found is that consumers really aren't interested in using the TV that way or being entertained that way. They don't want to sit at the counter and stare at the fridge and the TV. So there are other ways that technology can make its way into the kitchen. But it really has to be used in a very practical and seamless way that doesn't really change the way consumers consume their technology and their entertainment, but rather works with the way that they're already doing it.
You know, I always thought would be a great idea for an innovation in the kitchen that would save tons of energy would be to have a see-through refrigerator door so your kids, instead of opening the refrigerator door all the time to see what's in there, you know, could just look in.
Yeah, exactly. And we are starting to see some things like that. The name of the brand is escaping me. I want to say it was Kenmore, but they have a kind of peekaboo shelf system so that you can see what's in those bottom drawers, the vegetable and the fruit compartments, so that instead of kind of opening those up and wasting more energy, you can just peek through and see what's there. And it's a really simple solution, but, you know, sometimes it takes a while for those things to catch on.
Well, it's one of the great things about owning a home instead of renting. You do have that ability to change things, and you do have ability to change things up in big ways or, as we've been talking about, in small ways that work for your family. Nissa Hanna, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks very much, Gil. My pleasure.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.